The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. I want you guys to call in at 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. And I want to give a special shout out to a good guy, a great guy. I know you guys all know him, Carl Jackson. Just so you know, you may not hear Carl Jackson today, but he still has a podcast. His podcast is available on podcasts, the Salem Podcast Network. So you can go check him out. He will be here to fill in times when I'm not here. But, you know, much love to Carl Jackson, man. I love that guy. He's a great guy. I know you guys enjoyed listening to him. So just know he's not gone. You can follow him on his podcast at Salem Podcast Network. I want to talk about I wanted to get into the Buffalo situation. I want clip 15 when you guys have it. I want to get into this Buffalo situation. I know we talked about the Buffalo shooting yesterday. People have been talking about it all day. Listen to this clip, and then we're going to talk about it in more detail. Roll the clip.
Is they're going after votes, campaign contributions, television ratings with rhetoric that they know is false. They know is inflammatory. They know arouses passions, and they know is potentially deadly when it fills the ears and minds of susceptible, vulnerable people like this shooter in Buffalo, who hear it as a call to action. They don't hear it as rhetoric. They don't hear it as entertainment, infotainment, which is one way you could describe a lot of the shows on Fox, in the evening, as infotainment. But that's not the way people are hearing this stuff. They hear it as a call to action, and action, in this case, means killing people.
Oh, my God. Somebody help me. Pray for that man. So MSNBC should be ashamed of themselves for having that person on there saying those things. What call to action is loving your country causing you to do? Maybe the call of action to join the military and fight for your country, fight for your rights. Nobody's, Tucker Carlson and none of these people are giving a call to action to go and be violent against nobody. If you ask me, sometimes I think they're a little softer than what I would be in rhetoric and telling people that they should be bold in their stance. Nobody's telling people to go out and shoot people. That is, it's absolutely false. And then they are the ones perpetuating lies. And if anybody's going to be radicalized, it's going to be radicalized from a party and a people and a network that spent all of their days telling you the world is over. The white man is bad. Insurrection January 6th. They know for a fact that was the weakest. If that was an insurrection on January 6th, that's the weakest insurrection I've ever seen in my life. When you got a grandma walking around with a selfie stick, taking selfies, dudes is going in there picking up podiums, sitting at desks, and they finish the vote in the same day. What kind of, and they have no weapons. What kind of insurrection is that? Give me a freaking break. When they lie on Donald Trump day in and day out, talking about he said there's good people on both sides in the Charlottesville incident, that's a lie. They're stoking hatred and division. And Biden, these people, I just can't say it enough, and I know everybody listening to me right now can feel the passion that I feel about this subject matter. Joe Biden and his goons are the ones really pushing dangerous rhetoric. Conservatives are saying, don't teach our kids about CRT in school. Don't teach our kids to hate each other in school. Let them learn in an academic environment in college where there's more nuance and they can explain it better. A kindergarten shouldn't be looking at another black kindergarten wondering about slavery and reparations, or wondering whose ancestors were bad to whose ancestors. That's not what you do to young children. They should be learning how to read and all the other things that will make them successful. But ladies and gentlemen, they are pushing this rhetoric. We say stop it. They are pushing that they want teachers to talk to your kids about sex in kindergarten. We're saying hold the phone. Don't talk about my kids about that. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown, you know, grown man, grown woman. We are the parents of that child. We will talk to them when they are ready to be talked to or spoken to about issues like this. We don't need some teacher who's been radicalized to radicalize our children. And they claim it's us that are the problems. And then as soon as something happens, they put the guy's name up on the television. They glorify him as a deity because it matches their rhetoric. They wouldn't even be talking about this white kid that went and shot up people in Buffalo if he was black. So who's pushing what? Y'all giving him more coverage, and these other lunatics are looking at him and finding value in what he did from y'all's network. And then the black ones come out, and y'all don't even give him no airtime. I'm going to just say this as well, because I think this is a valid point to be made. Joe Biden is calling for gun control as he goes and visits in Buffalo. You know, after the shooting, deadly shooting, 10 people lost their lives, and a knucklehead that decided to be radicalized on 4chan or wherever he claimed he was radicalized. We can't even prove that to be true anyway. He could have made all that up. And how are you going to take the word, perceived words of a perceived manifesto from a nut job that's shooting people up? How do you know he didn't just say whatever words he thought would be famous as he goes and kills people just because he wanted to? But we can't take a minute to think this through. We have to jump right into a political agenda. But Joe Biden is running and quick to jump on gun control. Can somebody explain to me how gun control makes any sense whatsoever in the world when you are essentially eliminating these high-powered rifles? There's no such thing called an assault rifle. There's no such thing called an assault rifle. It doesn't exist. These, you could call them high-powered rifles. If you take them from society, 99.99% of the people that have AR-15s or have rifles, they're not killing people, ladies and gentlemen. Their rifles are probably collecting dust because they don't even touch them. And you're going to remove everybody's rifle because of the actions of one or two people. Well, therefore, we need to, no alcohol can be served on planet Earth anymore because some deranged people don't know how to handle the alcohol, start fighting and killing each other, driving their cars and running over people. So we should take alcohol from society completely. As a matter of fact, we should just take cars away. Forget your car. Go park your car on the side of the road because some knucklehead want to drive 140 miles per hour down a freeway and kill somebody while drinking. So everybody should lose privileges to driving a car. I guess you could put your kitchen knife up, any sharp object that you have, because more people die at the hands of sharp objects and hands and feet than they do at the hands of an AR-15. So I guess you need to cut your hands off and your feet. You know, I mean, you know how dumb that sounds? That's how dumb these people are acting. Removing guns from society isn't going to change a lunatic. They're just going to stab people to death. They're just going to use a handgun. But we all know the methodical approach. I want you to call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. But I'll get your calls on the next segment because I'm running out of time, but I want you guys to know about this special offer that Mike Liddell and MyPillow are having, to buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets. Guys, elegant MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere pillows. You can get them today. Just go to the Radio Listener special page at MyPillow.com, use promo code Tatum, or call 1-800-858-0263, 1-800-858-0263. And when you get a purchase, when you buy something, you'll get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free to you. Go on and use the discount code Tatum. I love you guys. Stay tuned. You listen to the Austin Tatum Show. Brandon Tatum, your host. Catch me up for free.
Brandon Tatum. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
This is Brandon Tatum, your host on The Austin Tatum Show. Ladies and gentlemen, they said that we are the reason, the conservatives, the Republicans, are the reason, primary reason why these lunatics go out and they shoot up places. They are completely foolish and liars. If you ever noticed, the people who say negative things about you are normally projecting either insecurities, either the things that they're trying to do behind the scenes. We know that the Democrats do that all the time. The racist people cry racism towards you. The people who are fascists try to claim or create organizations to say that they're fighting fascism. They're lying. They fight fascism with fascism. They fight racism with racism. And the rhetoric that they claim that we spew They are the ones spewing it. If you don't believe me, I have proof. Roll the clip.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
But I like to debate this gentleman. And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
You got to be ready to take a punch. You got to be ready to throw a punch.
You get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Everyone should take note of that on both levels. That this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Get up in the face of some Congress people.
It does you any good running away from Donald Trump. I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
How dare he say the things he does? Of course I want to punch him in the face.
Right. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
But Michelle says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. No. When they go low, we kick them.
Music to my ears. All of these lying, crazy, lunatic Democrats are out here spewing hate all day long, and then they want to claim that it's our fault. I could find even more clips with Don Lemon saying that white people are the enemy of the world. I mean, pretty much the enemy of the United States of America. And I'm paraphrasing, not exactly what he said, but he alluded to the fact that white people were the enemy. You could go down the list of people, activists supporting with Black Lives Matter, all kind of other organizations, that they spew hatred on a day-to-day basis. White people are not welcome. White people have, you know, all these different things that you hear them say. And then they claim that we are the ones perpetuating hate. I want to bring in a caller, Ty from San Antonio. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You're on the air.
Brandon Tatum, it's great to talk to you, man. Congratulations on your show. Yes, sir. Congratulations on your show. I listened to Larry for years, spoke to him dozens of times. I'm going to try to keep in touch with you. I think it's fantastic that your voice is here. I started following you whenever you started, your voice, you started coming on Fox News and different things, and you're exactly what we need in this fight that we're up against. The Liberal Party is evil. These are not people that are misled or misguided with their intentions or whatever. These are evil. This is evil. And, what I wanted to get your opinion on is that I'm hearing a lot about, after this Buffalo shooting, you know, why aren't people speaking up when they hear individuals saying something that to them could be viewed as terroristic or whatever the case is, because they talk about how it could have been stopped if, you know, people would have been alerted to the fact and what this guy was talking about and saying. And I got to tell you, where the intentions may be good with that, I think that that is a domino once it's tipped over and people are calling the cops on their friends and relatives and turning them in for this and that. I just think that that is the point of no return for our country. If you took everything in a vacuum, for example, when I'm watching at night, millions of people, thousands per day crossing over our southern border, that's no more than 100 miles away from me and my two children. If you took everything that I said in a moment of frustration and put that in a vacuum, you could probably call the cops on me too. But right. I just think that I wanted to get your opinion on that, Brandon. How do you feel about people turning their friends in and things like that in an effort to prevent these kind of shootings?
Well, I think you had an incredible take. I think it is a slippery slope, you know, because I could see baby mama calling in on baby daddy if they get into a dispute with the children and reporting him. And I think that's why people have such an issue with the red flag laws and different things like that. I think it's a slippery slope, man. Listen, you can't report every single person that say something that you don't like. But then there's a difference between somebody saying something you don't like, being ignorant, and a person threatening to murder multiple people. And as a parent, you know when you look in his eyes that he's crazy. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm Brandon Tatum, your host. Hold the phone.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, yours truly and MyPillow are offering a buy one, get one extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. right now, buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Just go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code Tatum or call 800-976-8379. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select items. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-858-0263 or go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code Tatum.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen and ladies, you listen to the Brandon Tatum Show. Your host, Brandon Tatum. Very proud of that name. I know my father's probably listening. I'm very proud of the name Tatum. There's power and legacy in the name. So I appreciate my father for making the decision to give life. My mama, too. Love you, mama. Now, let's talk about these knuckleheads again. I want to play a clip from Joe Biden, if we have that available. I want to play a clip from Joe Biden and so you can hear the foolery that comes out of his mouth when he's cognitive enough to actually complete a sentence. But the foolery in the division that comes out of his mouth, I want y'all to hear it. Don't listen to me. Listen to him. Wrote a clip.
Jill and I bring you this message from deep in our nation's soul. In America, evil will not win, I promise you. Hate will not prevail, and white supremacy will not have the last word. For the evil did come to Buffalo. It's come to all too many places, manifest in gunmen who massacred innocent people in the name of hateful and perverse ideology rooted in fear and racism.
All right, that's enough.
It's taken so much.
His brain is getting ready to fart, so I'm trying to save him from embarrassing the world. But as you see, they couldn't wait to jump on that. They could not wait to jump on racism and white supremacy. And all too often this has happened. Give me a doggone break. I want to bring in a caller. Let's see, who's my caller that I wanted there? I think the caller is gone. No, Craig. Craig from Tampa, Florida. Craig, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, what's going on, Brandon, man? First and foremost, man, myself and many of the listeners that's tuning in, we are extremely in for a treat to have you on the radio waves, man. I had to say that, so congratulations on the time slot, man. I'm extremely excited about that. Secondly, man, you can't make this stuff up, man. You know, I am an American that is black in this country. This country has been good to me. This is an amazing country, and it is just sad that we have an administration and a forced-upon-us president that has the cognitive ability to now fear-monger and virtual signal even more to get up there and do all the divisive things that he said at the Buffalo, New York unfortunate events, to where he's able to travel up there and make a speech, but he don't go and travel nowhere else to, like, Wisconsin when the other – unfortunate event took place when someone plowed over people with SUVs. We know what this is. This is virtual signaling. You hit it on the nail. They're trying to regain some of the black vote. People are starting to catch on to what they are. These people do not care about anybody. They are just all about pushing their agenda. And I'm to be quite honest with you, man, I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick of it. There's a reason, Brandon, that statistically, for a black man and teenager, our number one preventable cause of death is homicide. It's not no white supremacy or some person on the 13th floor here to try to hold us back, man. Why is it compared to our counterparts, a white male or teenager, their number one preventable cause of death is accidents. Getting in a car accident, a boating accident, you name it. We have so much other things that we need to focus on as a people, as a minority in this country. It's just sad that we have to continue to buy into this brainwashing and be indoctrinated. And it's like music to their ears. It's sweet to their ears when we hear people in our country hear fear-mongering and virtual signaling coming from the people that don't even care about them. So I just had to put my two cents on there, man.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you for the call. Thank you for calling in. I love to hear I'm maybe I'm biased to a certain degree. I love to hear black men come out and tell the truth about what's going on. It is 100% the case that they're trying to extract a little bit of that black vote. They couldn't wait. Just like Al Sharpton can't wait. Just like all these other dudes. I can't think of his name. The lawyer. Benjamin Crump can't wait. Oh, my God. I'm surprised he not. He may be flying private. He can't wait for an incident to come out that he going to make some green. Let a black man get shot by another black man. I don't care how heinous it is. It was a shooting that I remember reading about. It was a shooting in Arkansas at like a car show. It was a lot of people got shot. A few people died. I was like, why in the world am I not hearing about this on the news? This is a mass shooting. Oh, it's because of a black person. Oh, and they killed other black people. Oh, so the media does not care. They don't care. It's all virtue signaling. Ladies and gentlemen, wake up, please. I know that most of you guys who are listening to me are awake, but man, some of your family and friends are probably sleeping behind the wheel, and we need to wake them up. Get back on track. Understand what's going on. This is not about politics. For me, for y'all, this should not be about politics. This is about what is right for our country. Doing what's right. I don't care if you have a D next to your name or R next to your name. Are you representing the values that's going to make our country better, that's going to give people access to living the best version of the life that they want to live? Everybody's not going to be a billionaire. But are you able to live a reasonable life? Are you able to work hard? Are you able to observe the American dream? Why are we even having conversations that we're having that's primarily coming from the Democratic ideology? Our borders should be secure. Abortion should not be allowed in this country. I mean, we could go down the list. It's very simple. Take care of home first, and then we can help other people. Ukraine shouldn't get a cent out of the United States of America. You on your own, Jack. We got people shooting heroin laying in the middle of the street in our country. We got people starving. We have a food crisis, at least for a formula crisis for young children. What do we look like giving you $40 billion for you to do what with? What did y'all do with the money we gave you last time? We need a report. Not the government need a report. The people need the report. I want to see it put up on the White House website. What did Ukraine do with the money that we gave them before? Give me some return on investment. Let me tell y'all this. It bothers me. I got other stuff I want to talk about, but I just can't hold it in. Ladies and gentlemen, if I had a person managing my finances and I looked at my financial record at the end of the year and I'm millions of dollars in debt, what's going to happen to that person? You're fired. You can no longer work for me. I'm in debt because of you. You are clearly making a mistake. Our politicians got us trillions of dollars in debt, inconceivable amounts of debt, Republican and Democrats, inconceivable amounts of debt. You can take all the money. You can have the billionaires that live in this country. You can take all of their money, their revenue. For probably the next 5 years, we still won't put a dent in the debt that we have. You won't put a dent. Why do you say that, Brandon? Elon Musk said it, not me. I'm not the billionaire. Elon Musk alluded to that. Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men in the world, alluded to the fact that these Democrats don't know what they're doing. Raising taxes is not going to mitigate inflation. What are you thinking? They're not thinking. They're scamming. You know, these are pimps. They're trying to pimp us out. And we ain't having it this time. We ain't playing your silly games this time. We're going to go to the polls, and we're going to vote. And we're not going to vote for a D or R. We're going to vote for the people that's going to represent this doggone country. And unfortunately, it's rarely that I see Democrats that are doing that. Most of the time I see Republicans, majority of the time, that are saying we need to observe Judeo-Christian values. We need to get back to doing what's right by our country. I want to bring in another caller, David from North Carolina. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, Brandon, congratulations on the show, bud. I'm a longtime listener of Larry Elder. And just want to tell you how pleased I am to have you on. And, man, I agree with everything you're saying right down the line, every T crossed and I dotted. Yes, and I'm empathetic to the black Americans that have been used and got rich off the backs of black Americans. And it's been mostly white politicians, white male politicians that have done this. And it's time to wake up. It is time to wake up. And I think that the community as a whole is starting to do that.
David, and thank you for your call. I'm in a heartbreak. I'm sorry for that. David is right on point. We got to take our country back. I know they've been manipulating black people. That's why I feel like God put me in this position, because I can speak up for them. You ain't going to call me a racist. You listen to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm Brandon Tatum, your host. Hold the phone.
Brandon Tatum. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Have you been disappointed in the similarities between Biden and Trump on this? Like, maybe you could have expected it from Trump because that was the rhetoric he needed to use to get elected. But it's not as if Biden has flipped the script and said, okay, we're going to go 180 degrees in the other direction. He's kind of kept it the same, which has been really surprising, actually.
Man, it's hard to tell what Biden's doing, to be totally frank. I feel like
it's weakened at Bernie's.
The real president is whoever controls the teleprompter, you know? It's like the path to power is the path to the teleprompter, you know, like what, because that then he just reads the teleprompter. So, you know, I do feel like if somebody would accidentally lean on the teleprompter, it's going to be like Anchorman. It's going to be like QQQ ASDF 123, you know, type of thing.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. My God, how do you make a geeky person funny is being the worst president in American history. Joe Biden, I would agree with Elon Musk. By the way, I want Elon Musk to come on my show. I would love to talk to him about it. So if somebody out there know him, give him our number. We'll connect. Matter of fact, you can have him call in at 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. You know, it'd be funny if Elon actually called in. I probably will laugh. But I agree with him. Because it feels like whoever is controlling the teleprompter is controlling what our president says. And I don't even like to call him our president, because I feel like that joker cheated. Maybe not him, but the Democrat Party did. Why would you say that, Mr. Tatum? I've seen the documentaries. I've watched it. 2,000 mules. Not even just 2,000 mules. My brother, I seen it with my own eyes. I knew a person who cheated right here in Phoenix. But we didn't see it. We supposed to walk around blinded to reality. I guess we didn't see it happen. I guess we didn't remember that they stopped calling the vote at midnight, which had never happened in the history of this country. And all of a sudden, all of the favorable votes went in one direction. We ain't that dumb. So, you know, hey, I went to public school, but I ain't that dumb. I'm just playing, y'all. Don't get mad at me for saying I went to public school. Some of y'all, your feelings. It's a joke. I want to bring in another caller, Lisa from Rancho Cucamonga. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thank you. I want to find out what are your thoughts and your feelings and opinion about this upcoming vote in Geneva at the WHO regarding Biden put forth the amendments for them to be a one-world medical dictator. They can decide what we're going to do, if we're going to be locked down, if we're going to be forced vaccinations, whatever. We will lose our sovereignty as a nation over this sort of thing.
Well, Lisa, I think that you spoke the words, or at least alluded to what I'm thinking, is that it's an impossibility for us to allow anybody to have unilateral authority over our health and our medical freedoms. All decisions, in my opinion, should be made by the people who pay the taxes in the United States of America. I don't even think that a government or a president should have the power to unilaterally say that we're in a pandemic and sign an executive order or have executive authority to shut the country down. That should not be so. The people have to call a vote and to speak, or at least the representatives have to speak unanimously to get some of these things done into place. So I think that you are alluding to an attempt by what I would consider to be a dictator to allow unilateral authority by the president or whoever else in this one world government that they want to create for them to have say over the entire country and the world per se. That's kind of what my thoughts are on that.
I agree 100%. I mean, they can put us take us and put us in lockdown, you know, individual places, take us to COVID camps or whatever they want. And I don't know how we're going to stop it, but the House leaders and minority leaders need to do whatever it takes to stop this. I don't see anything going to happen unless it does, and it takes place, the 22nd to the 28th of May?
Yeah, Lisa, thank you for your call. I think that, you know, we have to vote, ladies and gentlemen. If you cannot see that there's a threat on our sovereignty with these lunatics in power pushing vaccines and mask mandates and all that, you need to realize, if you don't have any other reason to vote against Joe Biden or any of these other Democrats, at least remember when your business got shut down. Do not forget. Don't have amnesia. Don't forget they shut your business down. Don't forget if you were a first responder and you didn't get vaccinated because you were curious or you had a medical issue, that they still kicked you off your job after serving honorably and getting COVID. Some of your friends died from COVID, and they're going to fire you because you don't get a vaccine. Don't forget that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget it was 2 weeks to slow the spread. You remember that? 2 weeks. 2 years later, they still trying to force us into a solitary confinement to a certain degree. But I tell you what, that's why God gave us the First and the Second Amendment, because the government shall not infringe on our rights. The government shall not. And I am a big proponent in saying at some point, America is going to have to take a stand in the face of a tyrannical government. The best approach is to vote in the people that you know will uphold the Constitution and the things that God-loving Americans want, and vote out the ones who are hypocritical thugs who just want power and they don't care nothing about the people. If that doesn't work, then our founding fathers gave us an out, and that is that the citizens have a right to protect themselves and not obey a tyrannical government. And when I say obey, meaning if they try to force you into internment camps, or FEMA camps, you know, what Alex Jones says, FEMA camps, which people think he's crazy, but the dude is on to something 90% of the time. If they try to do that, you have options, okay? If they try to take your guns, you have options. And I'm not telling nobody to go out and be crazy. I'm just telling you have options according to the Constitution. And so I wouldn't tell you that if I didn't believe it. I wouldn't tell you that if it wasn't in the Constitution. I wouldn't tell you that if our founding fathers wasn't smart enough to realize that. But speaking of our founding fathers and speaking of realizing things and our rights and safety and comfort, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are having a buy one, get one free extravaganza. So make sure you go to the special listeners page at MyPillow.com, where you can find a buy one, get one free. If you buy something from MyPillow, you are going to get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with your purchase. If you are interested in having great quality products made in America from an American patriot, you need to go on to MyPillow.com, go to the radio listener special, or call 1-800-858-0263. Use promo code Tatum. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm Brandon Tatum.
Compelling.
See you after the break.
Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
Brandon Tatum, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. I got a whole bunch of people calling in, so I want to get to some of the callers. We'll start with Mike from Rome, New York. Mike, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Officer Tatum, it's a privilege to talk to you.
Appreciate that.
Listen, I wanted to call in just to let you know that you're a breath of fresh air. I'm involved in the school district in my community, and I see it firsthand. And I want to let you know that where I live, we are surrounded, unfortunately, by many Democrats. It's a predominantly a Democrat city and state, New York. And unfortunately, I see it firsthand in terms of what's happening to our children. And I want you to know from the bottom of my heart that what you're saying and how you say it is absolutely on point.
Well, thank you, Mike. That means so much to me. Thank you so much for the call, and thank you for the kind words. You know, what a blessing to hear someone say that, Brandon, you answered the call that God has placed on your life, and here's the effects of it. I really do appreciate that. I'm going to bring some more callers in. Mike, I want you to know that meant a lot to me for you to say that. Julie from Washington, D.C., welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yeah, Brother
I'm sorry. Tatum. I'm sorry, Julio. I got it wrong.
Yeah. I got you, man. Hey, man, I appreciate you. Love you, bro. Check it out. I've been following you since the election, 2020. Got you on the tube, and my brothers and I, man, we're looking up. So you're a cavalry that came in, and I want to congratulate you. You know, you following Brother Larry and the other brother, and I think cavalry's coming in, and you're the headed class, and we're right behind you. We the people, Constitution, power. That's all I'm saying. And these people out there, they better get their you-know-what out of their butt and get to working with us as a team. United States, bro. So I'm telling you, can I talk to you off the air? Because I got some great ideas that I want to present to you. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, we'll connect with you. Julio, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We are a force to be reckoned with. You know, all that soft talk, all that pacifism, we're done with that. This new Republican wave, this new conservative wave, we're on fire, baby. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to win our country back. We're not going to take anything else as a result. We're going to win these elections. We are going to take our country back. Don't let nobody sit there and tell you that somehow we're losing. And I mean, I don't want to hear that. We're winners. You know, sometimes in a fight you get punched and maybe you go down, but you ain't out of the fight. You better keep on fighting. You better keep on charging forward. I have a couple more callers I want to bring in. Let's see, Brad. I want to bring in Brad from Las Vegas, Nevada. Go ahead, Brad. Brady. I cannot read. Brady.
Yeah, right on, Brandon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling in.
Did you replace Carl Jackson's show?
Larry Elder. I replaced Larry Elder's show. Carl Jackson filled in for Larry Elder, and now I'm the person here that they passed the torch to.
Well, nice to hear you. I wonder, you were mentioning the 2000 Mules documentary, and you saw that, correct?
I saw it, and it blew me away.
You know, a couple of things that I drew from it, you know, everybody's like, you know, why isn't anybody doing anything about it? Well, right now, there's irrefutable evidence. And I'm wondering if anybody in the Supreme Court will maybe take that movie and actually watch the movie. Maybe they can have a group session and watch the movie together and maybe find some standing in that, because they had 180 different times where they refused to look at anything in the stolen election and they didn't have any standing. Well, I think this will give you a little standing when you watch it, because I like when the mules go to pick up the ballots that they have processed, they bring to these different drop houses. They're mostly nonprofit organizations. And the one that they were filming in Georgia, they got this right on video, the address and everything. Guess whose drop house it is?
Who's?
Stacey Abrams' headquarters.
Surprise, surprise. Surprise,
go figure. Go figure. You know? So I think they have all the evidence, because they're using the pings on a phone that your phone emits. and it's as accurate as an ankle monitor that they place on criminals. It will locate you to within 2 feet. Every 3 to 5 seconds, that thing, your phone, will emit a ping, and that's why it's so accurate. It's irrefutable. The evidence is right there. You got the video. You got the time. You got the people dropping it into the mailboxes, the ballots, taking off their latex gloves, snapping a picture of themselves, and getting a check from, like, Stacey Abrams or George Soros or Obama.
Brady, thank you for the call. Brady is 100%. If you haven't seen 2,000 Mules, I mean, you're out of control. It is the craziest thing that I've ever seen in my life.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
I'm back. Ladies and gentlemen, the Officer Tatum Show, your host, Brandon Tatum. I'm broadcasting out of Scottsdale, Arizona. I love Arizona. It's a beautiful place here. But I know I'm talking to people all over the world, all over the country. And I want to be of encouragement to you that God is in control, and don't you worry about it. As long as you have faith, and as long as you are pursuing what God has called you to do, it's all going to work itself out. Speaking of God, and speaking of, I would say God, I'm speaking of God because I need some forgiveness, because I'm about to go off on the new press secretary, Karen Jean Pierre. Am I saying her name right? Karen Jean Pierre. She is the epitome of social justice warrior status. The reason that Democrats pick people has nothing to do with merit. It has nothing to do with whether this person is the best person for the position. Kayleigh McEnany, when she was press secretary, she was awesome. She was off the chain. She was a very intelligent young lady that was, you know, probably one of the best that I've ever seen. But they pick people, the Democrats pick people because of their social justice status. How woke can you get in order to pick the best person to be the wokest of the woke? Listen to this clip, because I want you to hear the introduction from Miss Pierre. I'm saying that to make sure I say her name, Miss Jean Pierre. I want you to listen to her introduction, her first day, and this is what she has to say.
I am obviously acutely aware that my presence at this podium represents a few firsts. I am a black, gay, immigrant woman, the first of all three of those to hold this position. I would not be here today if it were not for generations of barrier-breaking people before me. I stand on their shoulders. If it were not for generations of barrier-breaking people before me, I would not be here. But I benefit from their sacrifices. I have learned from their excellence, and I am.
All right, I'm done listening to this lady. Somebody, God, get her out of my ear. Get her out of here. This woman, what does gay got to do with you being a press secretary? Do you press secretary gay? Do you talk gay? Is there like a notepad that you take notes on? What does your decision making in the bedroom have to do with you being a press secretary? How is that an accomplishment? How is I'm gay in your title? What does that got to do with anything? Nobody cares. Can you speak? Are you representing the president well? Are you not? That's all that matters. I'm a female. We can see you're a woman. What? Why does that need to be in your title? Because you say, you know, to be honest, you're kind of embarrassing all your little social groups, because you don't seem like you make sense. And I'm not trying to pick on women, but if you are a press secretary, you don't need to be dressing scandalous. She had a cleavage hanging out. Why your cleavage hanging out like that? Put your dress up like that. Cover your arms up. I'm old school. I don't know about y'all. Maybe y'all want to wear miniskirts at the thing. Cover your arms up. You are supposed to be impartially representing the United States of America. Well, I would say United States of America. Representing the President of the United States. At least the White House. And you out here looking trashy, leaning all over the podium. Now you're making gay people look bad now. You should have never said it. Now you're a bad representation of your own social justice conundrum. But these people, to me, are not living in reality. They're just pushing so much weirdness. I just couldn't believe when I heard her say that. But with all of her credentials, she still dropped the ball. Because Ducey from Fox News, I hear a Fox News correspondent at the White House, he destroyed her. When you ask the first woman, gay, immigrant, a simple question. She cannot answer the question. Roll the clip of Ducey literally taking her to church.
The president's Twitter account posted the other day, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. Mm-hmm. How does raising taxes on corporations reduce inflation?
Are you talking about a specific tweet?
He tweeted, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share.
Look, you know, we have talked about this past year about making sure that the wealthiest among us are paying their fair share, and that is important to do, and that is something that the president has been working on every day when we talk about inflation and lowering costs, and so it's very important that as we're seeing costs rise, as we're talking about how to build America that's safe, that's equal for everyone and doesn't leave everyone behind. That is an important part of that as well.
But how does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right? Especially those who care about climate change to support a fair tax system that doesn't change.
She said enough, ladies and gentlemen. What in the world are you even talking about? How in the world are you? Listen, that's like your parent who takes care of you and pays the bills and put a roof over your head. You're saying that they're not doing their part. What are you talking about? The people, the men and women amongst us who make the most money, I'm talking about these billionaires, millionaires, they pay all the taxes, mind you. I know a person told me they pay $4 million in taxes. You know, some people, their whole generation of family members, a whole generation of their family will never pay that many taxes in the course of their entire life. One person. You can imagine what Elon Musk is paying in taxes. And I know a lot of people say, well, he didn't pay taxes. Well, because his work, net worth is in the equity he has in his company. And when he draw that, of course, the corrupt government we have is going to tax him on capital gains, and he's going to have to pay, I think he withdrew a couple billion dollars, he had to pay billions of dollars in taxes, which is more than most people will ever think about. You can't even dream of paying that many taxes, and that's just one man. And then when you think about the wealthy amongst us, the people who create and innovate, that's how they get wealthy. You don't get wealthy by just closing your eyes 100 times real fast and saying, I hope I'm rich. That's not how you get wealthy, okay? You invent something that changed billions of lives, that's how you become a billionaire. If you do something that changed millions of lives, you become a millionaire. And so when you create a cell phone like the Apple, like an Apple iPhone, and billions of people are using your phone around the world, that's why these people are worth so much money. Look at Tesla, the most innovative vehicle, electric vehicle that I've ever seen. I would argue he's one of the first to do it. Or at first in contemporary history, I think cars were electric before they were ever gas powered. But look at what he's been able to accomplish. I see these little Teslas driving around all the time, and I'd be wanting to run them off the road, but I'm saved, and I don't want to do that. But these little Teslas riding around scooting, pooting, they ain't even making no noise, and I'm in the big diesel. You know what I mean? I was just pumping out diesel fuel. But anyway. That's great technology and innovation that changes the world. So they got solar panels and all kind of other stuff they're doing at Tesla. Look at Amazon. Jeff Bezos is such a bad person. Look, Amazon, you know how much they pay in their corporate tax? Or you could say payroll tax? You know, as a business owner, I know what payroll tax look like. You know how much they have to pay in payroll tax? They got tens of thousands of employees. You know what I mean? Jobs they're creating. You know how much convenience that they have allotted for the American people during the pandemic. I don't care if you like Jeff Bezos or not. That is a strategy and innovation that can change an entire world. And you think they're not supposed to make no money? I mean, you got to be crazy. Politicians get up there and argue with each other all day long and get nothing done, and they get a salary. How is that? How does that make sense? Elon Musk shouldn't get money, and he's innovating, and y'all ain't passed the bill, and I don't know how long, and some of these politicians have never been a part of authoring any legislation. Spinning your wheels, going nowhere, and you're supposed to make six figures as a salary. And when the pandemic hit, everybody lose their job except you. And then y'all giving yourself raises. But Elon Musk's not supposed to make a lot of money and be wealthy and be successful. Give me a doggone break. Only people that's mad at rich people are broke people. Only people that's mad at rich people are evil people. You're either evil or you broke. That's why you're mad at people that got a lot of money. Now, I will say that there's some people that got money that are devils. But by and large, you have to do something to get that money outside of drug dealing. But if you have a legitimate job, you have to do something to get that money. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Make sure you hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Brandon Tatum. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, man, y'all gonna make me go to church. I want a revolution. Y'all, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Oh, man, I love Kirk Franklin's music. I don't know about Kirk Franklin now. His kid was – I caught him on the camera cussing his kid out and all kind of stuff. But Stomp and some of his old music was really good. Anyway, I got two callers that I want to bring in. David from San Antonio, thanks for waiting. David, welcome to The Officer Tatum Show.
Yes, sir. To sum up in 30 seconds, as a young Marine when I was promoted to corporal, I was told you could delegate authority but not responsibility. The problem is not the Democrats or the Republicans, but the American people need to stand together on common ground to demand accountability. When Senator Rand Paul demanded accountability for how $40 billion to the Ukraine is being spent, he was hammered by many, defended by few. I have found that acting in haste leads to bad decisions and actions.
That's one of the best quotes that I've heard, or best statements that I've heard, David. I mean, you're right on point. Accountability is one of the measures in which people should be held to in order to be successful. If you cannot hold yourself accountable, or people do not hold you accountable, what do we have? We have no country. We have no morals. We have no leadership. We have no guidance. Without accountability and integrity, I believe that the world falls apart. Did you want to follow up with something else, David?
No. I just wanted to say, by us not standing together to demand accountability, that's why we're being divided. And you know what they say, when the cat's gone, the mice will play, and we got those two-legged rats running amok all over the Capitol. God bless America, and God bless everybody.
Thank you, David. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, the central theme of this is we got to stand together. We got to fight together. We are together. In my business meetings that I have for my company, all the people that work with me, I don't like to say people work for me. They work with me. At our Monday team meeting, I give them five pillars, and I'm not going to give you all the pillars today. That may cost you. No, I'm just playing. I'll give you one of our pillars, though, and one of them, I guess the first one, I'll do two because the first one is very important. The first one is have faith in God, and the second one is have integrity. You need to have integrity. I don't know how many times I have to say this. I don't know how many times we have to observe this. You have to have integrity to move forward as a legitimate person in society. I got another caller I want to bring in. If you want to call in, call 844-900-7243. I'll say it slow because I used to hate when people say it too fast on the radio. I wasn't that quick. 844-900-7243. Call in. I have a caller from D-Town, Dallas, Texas. Gloria, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, Officer Taylor. I was just thinking, who is committing all the crime around here and all over the United States are these little bad teenage boys, white, black, Spanish, all of them. Most of them need to be rounded up and thrown right in the jail and stay there for a long time.
Now, that's, you know what, Gloria, what part of Dallas, if you don't mind, Where you live at?
South,
you live
in Oak Cliff? Southeast, where they're doing all the Pleasant Grove, where they're knocking people in the head every day.
Pleasant Grove. You know, I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, yep. and I know it's rough out there in Dallas, but I think you have an incredible point. These young folks, if you look at any statistical data, most people that are committing murders, that commit thefts and crimes are young people.
Yeah.
And
that's
they
right,
need them.
That's right.
These kids aren't getting disciplined
house.
Like they
should.
They're
broken my house. Did I tell you they broke in my house several times?
Dang, they broke, did they get caught?
The little boy. Huh?
Did
I don't know.
They get caught?
I called the police. I never heard anything else about it. But they came out and took fingerprint and stuff like that. And one guy told me, one of the police told me that, well, they catch them all the time, but the judge let them out in a way. Well, I don't think they ought to be let out. Because all they're doing is going around committing crime everywhere all over Dallas, doing everything you ever want to name. They need to be thrown in there. Not all of them, but some of these little boys I'd be thrown in there and just throw away the key. Because they no good.
Gloria, thank you so much for the call. And I agree with you 1,000%. We love Gloria. Gloria reminds me of my auntie. They need to throw them in there. Some of them need to throw away the key. And they throw their parents in there right after them. Because they out there cutting up. If you want to call in at 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Don't be afraid to call in. Even if you disagree with me, I almost would rather you call in if you disagree with me, because I would love for us to get to a common ground and a conclusion, because I feel very confident about the things that I say. I want to get another person in. Darren, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Good evening. Good evening, Brandon, and great to hear you on the radio. I'm a huge fan of Larry Elder, love Carl Jackson, and I think you're doing an incredible job. I'm gay, I'm conservative, and I know we probably won't agree 100% on that issue, but other than that, every word that comes out of your mouth, I agree with 100%. And I was telling your screener that it is really amazing to me that supposedly the party of inclusion and diversity and accepting are the most vile human beings when it comes to... I had an easier time coming out gay than I did coming out as a conservative Republican to the gay community. The leftist gays are some of the most vile, vicious human beings I've ever met in my life. And Brandon Streck started the hashtag Walk Away, which was a huge help for the Republican Party, really. And there are many... Before Trump was elected, I think I had 15 conservative gays on my Facebook page. I now have almost 1,500. And I think that Trump has done a great service to the Republican Party, because, as you say, no more just laying down and take stuff. We've got to fight and fight as hard as we can. And God be with us that it works out well for us in 2022 and 2024.
Darren, thank you for the call. I love that. We don't have to agree on everything, and that don't mean we hate each other. I hope that everybody listening can observe that. Everybody knows where I stand on certain things, but man, I don't hate anybody. I hate some people's actions, but I don't hate people as individuals. And I love it that we can disagree on maybe one thing, or maybe we see things a little different on one point, but 99.999% of the things that we believe that can make this country move forward, we are in tandem on, and we can stand shoulder to shoulder. And my opinion, we can stand shoulder to shoulder and say, look, we're in this fight together. We may be thinking about something different. We may not agree, but they ain't got nothing to do with the fight that we're trying to fight, in my opinion. Because I think that your sexuality and the question of that has something to do with a person and God. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I didn't write the book. I ain't here to tell you what you should do or what you shouldn't do. I'm here to love you. And if we are headed in the same direction, let's head in the same direction. I'm going to leave the rest of that stuff up to God. I got so many people calling in. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get everybody. However, if you want to call in and you have something that you want to add to the show, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I almost took a call, but I said there ain't nobody on the planet that's probably quick enough to give me 30 seconds. So I'm going to finish with this. Carl Jackson. Don't forget, Carl Jackson has his podcast. He's still up. He's still rolling. Salem Podcast Network. I'm going to have Carl Jackson on my show. So we all a team. We love each other. And we're going to continue to fight together and move this needle forward. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm Brandon Tatum. Catch you after the break.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.